Greetings in Jesus' name on this 27th day of January, the year of our Lord, 2023. It's currently 25 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, under beautiful sunny conditions. We received about 8 inches of snow on yesterday, and then it rained on top of it, and it was just a mess. Plowing and moving, snow and working and laboring and all that was involved and getting rid of all of it. I started at about 5:45 in the morning working at the church, then made our way back to the house, and then to my dad's house, and to my neighbor's house, and my other neighbor's house, and doing that most of the day. Also, we're trying to resurrect one of our tractors that's been broke to put it down at the Riverside campus, which is the new campus for our academy, and preparing and asking God to continue to help us to reach this region with the glorious gospel of Christ. Headed to chapel in just a few moments to be preaching to some 85 students and 100 total staff and all that is involved in that work of the ministry. And then busy today with different responsibilities all throughout the day. A game tonight, and this will be one of those 16-hour days of laboring and working and ministering here for the Lord Jesus Christ. In your Bible today, I'd like to invite you to look with me in the book of Exodus, chapter number 17, where the Bible says, "And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed." I want to speak for a few minutes today on the importance of holding up the man of God's hands. This simple verse in the Bible teaches us a profound lesson. Here in the Old Testament, when Moses was in a battle with Amalek, when his hands were held high, there was victory that came to Israel. But when his hands were low, Amalek had the victory. And the Bible says Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side, and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. The importance that they realized here in this occasion was that if we keep the man of God's hands up, we're going to win the victory. And I'm simply saying today that what have we done this week, last week, last month? What have we done to hold up the man of God's hands? Have we done all that we can to hold up his hands? It seems as though that when you're in the public eye, you are under continual critique. If you preach a sermon long, somebody will say, "The sermon's getting long." If you preach a sermon short, somebody will say, "What's wrong with the preacher? Is he sick?" If you preach a sermon loud, they'll say, "All he does is scream." If you preach a sermon soft, they say, "He's so soft-spoken. Can he not speak up?" And when you are in the public eye, you are under continual critique as a man of God. And I'm speaking to a host of innumerable people today that have the ability to hold up the man of God's hands. Here, you might find that your church is not experiencing victory because your preacher's hands are down instead of being up. You might find that your ministry is not experiencing the touch of God upon them because the man of God's hands are down low. It's time to encourage the man of God and get his hands held up high. And if it requires a couple individuals to come to his side and literally pull him up and hold his hands up, so be it. But it might be that spiritually and figuratively, we can do something to hold up the man of God's hands. We might buy him a gift certificate. We might get him a new suit. Might buy him a book account. Might buy him a new vehicle. Hey, what about this? Buy him a new airplane. Ha, ha, ha. I like that one. Hey, you might do something to encourage the man of God and let him know that there is a group of people that's around him that believes in what God has called him to do. And when you get his hands up in the air, you might find out his preaching will change. His teaching will change. His leadership will change. Everything will change because now his hands are up in the air. May God help us to be people who continually encourage our preachers and our teachers so that their hands remain strong and up in the air for the victory of the Lord Jesus. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful, Christ-filled, fabulous Friday, and we'll talk to you once again on Monday.